here in the quarterback's room with two rookie offensive linemen, at least they were rookies last year, Tyson Barilo and Max Garcia and Geis, to win a Super Bowl your first year, but also to be able to play with Peyton Manning. What was that like for you?
You know, I'm just so grateful that I just got to have a small, you know, just time to be with Peyton. Ever since the draft, I mean, he texted me that day, and I was like, wow, man, this guy, you know, Peyton Manning's actually, you know, actually knows who I am now, and I'm going to be practicing with him, going to be playing with him. So it's been an incredible experience, and I'm just, you know, so grateful that I just got to play with him just for a short amount of time.
Same thing for Utah.
Yeah, pretty much what he said. You know, I also got a text, and I was with a bunch of friends at home and kind of showed them the text and who it was from, and we kind of lost our minds for a little bit because it was just surreal. You know, and then kind of fast-forwarding to just being in the huddle with him and, like, seeing how he addresses the game and addresses the sport, you know, it's just impressive. And, you know, I think for both of us being rookies this year and getting to be around that and see how he prepares and how he works is good for us, you know, in terms of having a long career and kind of seeing what it takes to do that.
Was it surreal the first time you came in through these doors seeing him? Because you guys were probably like 5 years old when he started playing, right?
Right. Well, actually, I think we were all sitting down. We're having our first meal in the cafeteria, and then he comes up to us, and he's like, hey, guys, I'm Peyton, and look forward to, you know, working with you guys during this training camp and, you know, just getting ready for an awesome season. And then it's like, wow, you know, you just kind of, you know, you kind of just humble yourself and just, you know, see how this guy who's a legend in the game, you know, he just is one of the guys, you know, he's just like us, and he just comes down and you know, just appreciates us, welcomes us in to the team, to the family. I mean, it's something that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
He's legendary for the way that he likes to prepare. Just being around him as a rookie, do you feel like you're going to take things that he taught you for the rest of your career?
Yeah, I think so. You know, just the way he breaks down a defense is just impressive. You know, and we hang out with Trevor a lot, and Trevor, you know, was fortunate enough to be a rookie with him, you know, even more so. And, you know, it's kind of funny to hear Trevor talk about just kind of the ins and outs of, you know, what he does and how he does it. You know, it's been really exciting. It's been awesome. It's been a fun year. And, you know, we're fortunate to be rookies and win the Super Bowl and also, you know, get to be with Peyton.
He's legendary for the way he prepares, but also for some of the pranks that he plays. You guys being rookies this year, anything special happen to you guys?
Not from Peyton, from the other guys in the locker room, but not from Peyton. So I know Trevor, he didn't get it too bad this year either. So, you know, they took care of him.
We were at the golf tournament we kind of do before OTA start up. We do it as a team, and we were putting Peyton's foursomes. So it was Max, Shane Ray, Peyton, and myself. And, God, it was like the eighth tee box, and it's kind of a blind shot. And we're sitting there, and Peyton just goes, watch this, gets out of the cart, and we already cut up to the foursome in front of us, and just stands in front of the tee box. I can't remember who it was, but whoever's going to tee off sets it up and, like, looks that way and just thinks that the tee box is a blind shot the other way. And so we're all standing next to Peyton just kind of laughing, and he's getting his shot lined up, and apparently he's having a rough day. And who was it? He hits it. And probably he said it was the best drive of his day.
Crushed it
off the tee box. Complete wrong direction.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it was awesome. And then Peyton just kind of steps like this. And he goes, yeah, the hole's back up over there. That's pretty funny.
That's awesome. Great to hear stories like that about Peyton Manning. And hopefully he'll be around the facility once in a while. I'll give you guys a hard time, too. So, all right, that's been second-year offensive lineman Tyson Barilo and Max Garcia for Broncos TV.